I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
When a quote is intentionally taken out of context to alter the original meaning, or a false comparison is promoted on national television, one has to wonder what the intentions are behind this subterfuge. Let's take a look at two such instances. Race-baiting talk show host and professor of sociology Eric Dyson was a guest on MSNBC and appeared in a segment with anchor Hallie Jackson. She asked him to respond to Nike's pulling certain shoes off the market that display an early American flag designed by Betsy Ross. Nike's action was the result of Colin Kaepernick's suggesting the flag was racist, and it made him feel uncomfortable. Jackson asked Dyson if this was just another example of PC culture run amok, and Dyson responded with, quote, "Why don't we wear a swastika for July 4th, end of quote. The insinuation, of course, is that the Nazi symbol is morally equivalent to the early American flag. He called that flag a symbol of hate. The flag has been around for over 200 years without a complaint or thought that it represented anything controversial. That is, until Kaepernick came out with his snowflake complaint. By the way, MSNBC did not find it necessary to correct Dyson's false comparison. And what about taking something out of context so the original meaning is completely different? In response to criticism directed to his request to have the Betsy Ross flag taken off Nike shoes, Kaepernick posted a quote from Frederick Douglass about problems in the United States. Kaepernick's post read, quote, "What have I or those I represent to do with your national independence? This 4th of July of yours, not mine. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of these United States at this very hour," end of quote. Senator Ted Cruz saw Kaepernick's post and responded on Twitter with the following, quote, "You quote a mighty and historic speech by the great abolitionist Frederick Douglass, but without context, many modern readers will misunderstand. This speech was given in 1852 before the Civil War, when the abomination of slavery still existed. Thanks to Douglass and so many other heroes, we ended that grotesque evil and have made enormous strides to protecting the civil rights of everybody. Douglass was not anti-American. He was, rightly and passionately, anti-slavery," end of quote. And then Cruz posted the fuller context of what Douglass had to say, which was, quote, "Allow me to say in conclusion, notwithstanding the dark picture I have this day presented of the state of the nation, I do not despair of this country. There are forces in operation which must inevitably work the downfall of slavery. The arm of the Lord is not shortened, and the doom of slavery is certain. I therefore leave off where I began, with hope. While declaring encouragement from the Declaration of Independence, the great principles it contains, and the genius of American institutions, my spirit is also cheered by the obvious tendencies of the age," end of quote. For those who don't know, Frederick Douglass was a great American social reformer, abolitionist, orator, and he was a one-time slave. So why is there such hatred towards the United States that people are willing to lie and exaggerate and take things out of context in order to turn a meaning upside down or make a comparison that is so blatantly false? This is not a black or white issue. It's about those who would fundamentally change the culture of the United States who manifest this hatred. Barack Obama once said it was his intention to fundamentally change the culture, and apparently his efforts were never brought to full bloom. Now his followers and others have gone beyond any sense of reason. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.